This is Andrew for anarchismo.net. I'm going over to Edinburgh now to talk to two members of the Workers' Solidarity Movement who give two quite different perspectives on the police breaking up of the Black Bloc in Edinburgh. The first voice you'll hear is that of Aidan. Aidan, we've had reports of the kind of dissent people on that march getting a lot of harassment from the police. What's happening there?
Yeah, well, I'm not too sure about that, to be honest with you. The way we worked, it was a few people from dissent, and then a lot of people got sort of split up, but a lot of whatever that so-called Black Bloc would have went off and done their own thing through our marching with, yeah, the anarchist groups or whatever. But it was, I didn't see too much because we sort of all got split up. But apparently the big, they were getting a bit of harassment alright, but to me, personally, the way I see it is, and you can always see it, so you know, they were just all masked up walking around for no real apparent reasons, as far as I could see. So they were actually just really attracting the attention of the cops more than anything else, as far as I'm concerned. Like, they were just walking around the park, marched up on Lincoln. Like, it was just more symbolic, I didn't see any purpose whatsoever. But anyway, besides that, that's just a political point. They were getting a bit of that, not for harassment, but apparently the blockade had come in and there's a bit of battle, but I wasn't there, I didn't see that. Maybe I better, I'll jump on to James about that.
That was coming in for a degree of, you know, police harassment and so on. I think people were just kind of tired of walking around in a circle as well. So I left the park and got split in the trees by the police. Then one of the blocks led the back to the park down the side street, and then they got away. But I was talking to Toby, and apparently the police used pepper spray and batons on that block, and I haven't heard from them since, like, so I don't really know what's going on there. Yeah, like, it looks like the uniforms were being possibly replaced by riot cops, because the splitting of the blocks was done by uniformed cops, and then riot cops moved in. So I don't know where they went, like.
Okay, and what about the number of people who turned up there? I mean, what sort of stuff was going on?
It was a block going around, it was kind of a militant enough presentation of itself, with a couple of banners. There would have been a shell banner on it as well. And then the Cent had a couple of hundred or thousand leaflets advising people to make history, shut down the GA, and they would have been distributed on the block. There would have been a few police spotters, I guess, following around individuals on the block itself, asking for their names and so on. And I think that kind of irritated a lot of people, and I think the whole atmosphere in the park irritated people because the block kind of got a negative enough reaction off people. So on the basis of that, it left the park, which may have been an unwise decision because it allowed the police an opportunity to split it or try to pen it in away from a large number of people. That's really what I've seen going on. It consisted of basically people trying to move out of the park and disperse, and then the police moved in and split it up and tried to pen it in. As far as I can make out.
You made a reference to a shell banner there. Is that in connection with the jailing of five people recently from Mayo?
Yeah, so there was leaflets given out as well. Not specifically making reference to the jail farmers, but raising the issue of stop shell hell in West Mayo.
You said you were getting, or the block was getting a negative reaction from other people. Do you mean by that other protesters, other parts of the Make Poverty History thing, or what?
Yeah, well, when leaflets have been given out, I mean, the dissent leaflet kind of mimics the whole Make Poverty History white armband idea. And people were saying, why would you shut down the GA summit? We're here for a positive outcome. And, you know, so it was kind of a positive reaction from that point of view.
Okay, and how do you think the day's gone so far?
To be expected. I mean, in comparison to other summer protests, the day before the day of action in general, like, you know, we spent 500,000 people on the street and so on. But the crowd seemed, to a large degree, apolitical, and judging by the reactions to the dissent leaflets, I mean, that doesn't bode well, really, I guess.
Okay. What about the campsite? How was that last night?
Campsite's huge. I think there's about 1,000 people on it at the minute, and there's an extraordinary amount of facilities on it. It's quite impressive. I think there's going to be an intermediate centre on it. There's going to be 13 kitchens on it, but yeah, it's quite comfortable, and it's in Stirling, just up the road from the town. So, I mean, that'll be about it, really.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks for talking.
All right, thanks.
Lifeline, I'm sure, in County Mayo. and local people there have been protesting against the danger this pipeline represents to them. Shell has responded to this by getting a court injunction, which has led to five local people being jailed this week. See indymedia.ie for more details on this. This is Andrew for anarchismo.net, signing off.